Hello, yeah. Hello, my name is Amanda Tacchini. I'm Nanish Eja Tacchini and Kedashana. I'm currently an assistant professor in the study of higher education at Arizona State University.
Let's start with your initial feelings about the president's comments.
When I first heard the news about President Robbins' comments to the students who are in Native SOAR, it was just one of those moments, I think, as Native people, where you just, you kind of like, there's like a hesitancy, a pause of like, again, like this is happening again. And I didn't, then there was mixed feelings of anger and frustration and just feeling also sad for the students to have experienced that, given that it was such a, you know, joyous occasion that they were gathering on campus to write letters for Native youth in the area. That was what they were doing, and just so happened to run into Robbins. And I can imagine as a student, you know, you see the president oftentimes and you're excited because they're kind of like almost like a celebrity on campus, and you rarely see them. But to see them, I can imagine they were excited to have the opportunity to connect with him, and then to quickly go from maybe excitement and joy to just feeling what just happened and uneasiness, and then going through all of the emotions afterwards. I'm sure it was just frustrating. So I was feeling their feelings, and also just so feeling my own, dealing with my own thoughts about it too.
You are one of the founders of the Native SOAR program. Is that right?
Yeah, myself and Dr. Jenny Lee from the Center for Higher Education at U of A helped lead that program.
And so how do you feel about, you know, what's happened since then? And what do you think the university can do to make the environment more welcoming for Native students?
Well, the purpose of Native SOAR was really to create a sense of belonging for Native students on campus. One, it was to create a place for Native high school students to see that U of A as a place for them, and then also to help the students who are currently enrolled to maintain their sense of belonging, the sense of community while they were in school. And so to have an opportunity, to have experience where a higher level administrator makes a comment that really, in a sense, disrupts sense of belonging and is one of the struggles that I feel like sometimes people may minimize. Oh, it's not a big deal. Get over it, right? I think even our own community, we would say that. But the term is microaggressions. When it's constant microaggressions, it's like little wounds that continue to never heal. You think it's healing, and it's healing, and it doesn't heal. And when you're in institutions that is largely predominantly white, you're feeling microaggressions a lot, and oftentimes you just shrug it off, think, no, it's not a big deal, but they can add up over time. And so I feel like the voices of the students and they're calling themselves honoring voices did a really powerful thing of really addressing this in a broad scale, which I think takes a lot of courage and bravery to really speak truth of what happened and to really put some action items in place of what needs to be done in order to rectify, because they're using the hashtag beyond an apology, because they're saying an apology is important, and but we're also recognizing that there's real deep issues connected to this incident. And they're utilizing this platform to address some of those. So I would say, you know, in thinking about their letter, what I would like to align myself with is to advocate with them on some of the things that they're calling for. So one is have this apology in person, and President Robbins did do that. But also is to develop sustainable ongoing meetings with students, faculty, and staff, the president, to do that. Because I think what's really important is to listen, to really, really listen to students. I feel like sometimes we just don't do that enough, or we do, we say, and but I think if we were really to listen, we wouldn't have all these problems, because Native students and community and faculty have been expressing concern for a long time. And so I think that's the second item, is to have these ongoing meetings to really strengthen the relationships with communities and to listen to the concerns. And then another item they have on there is to have a position within their senior leadership team who really understands tribal communities and expresses the interest and the need for relationship building, because I think that's a really powerful stance and a position that they're putting forward. So I think that would be really important. But also the last two items were to really also have people, other people of color, other marginalized populations, undocumented, disabled, our trans folks, a part of that senior leadership team. And then the last one was to institutionalize these programs, because Native SOAR is running on their resources. And I think, and I just saw that one of the students is volunteering her time to do the work. And those are the kinds of things that we need to support, because they're creating belonging for our community, and they're, and what, if institutions are not putting resources to that, and then it makes it sound like, do you really care about us? Do you really want to support our efforts? So I feel like those outlying items are what we're hoping to see changed at the U of A.
Do you feel like the work that the U of A had done before this to make the campus welcoming to Native students is negated by his comments?
I think it puts some steps back. I think in any time when you have a senior leadership that does something, I mean, even in our nation state, you make these comments and put stuff back. But the thing, though, is that it, what really matters is how you, what happens in the next few days, the next few months, because there's still ways to work toward supporting students. So it's kind of early to see what's going to happen. And I think that's something the students are probably thinking, too. Like, he's making these promises that he's going to do this. So it's like, let's see if you're going to do it. But definitely it does put a strain on, I think, on all of us, meaning not only students, but I'm an alumni there. It puts a strain on, you know, the efforts that have been made thus far there. But at the same time, you know, I think many of us are just trying to see the hope that is there still, meaning that we still need to graduate our Native college students from there. We still need Native students to be enrolled there, but it is hard to get back up.